BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Gonna get married in a wibbly-wobbly house.
BBC Radio.
One. Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are done.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go.
You are going to absolutely love this podcast. Get your ears around today's Scott Mills Daily. The last update of the week from Fresher Rob at Oxford University. We find out, has he used a special delivery to his room yet? Also, one of the strongest hurt games we have ever done, I'm sure of it. Another listener finds out where they were made on Where Do You Think They Were? Good one as well.
Yeah.
The mum went into a lot of detail. And if you've fallen out of love with your town or city, let us roll it in glitter for you on a Chris Stark guide. Today, it's Hull. Hello, it's Scott here. Just a quick request from me. Can you stop talking about my death on the radio, please?
Yeah, I thought you might have heard of this. I told everyone not to say a thing.
Well, like, all funeral directors are now...
This is from Greg this morning.
Messaging
when I was on there. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, we can discuss it. Discuss it if you want.
I would like to, yeah, because I'd like it to kind of stop a bit.
Fine.
All right?
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's Second City and I Wanna Feel on BBC Radio 1. So earlier in the week, we spoke to a professional mourner on Ask Me Anything. This guy turns up at funerals and mourns, just to make up the numbers often.
I mean, it's a weird, weird job that, isn't it? However, it's fascinating. That's what I like about Ask Me Anything. Are you... going with this, are you heading towards what I was talking about this morning? Is this where you're going?
Let's play the bit of the professional mourner from Monday first.
You said that in olden times in some of these countries that having a big crowd for the funeral was obviously a sign of status.
Yeah.
Which gets me thinking then. For example, Scott, I imagine you'd want a big crowd there.
I would, yeah.
So with that in mind, I might have to pay for a few extras, do you think? And maybe Daryl here and some of the other guys there can help just...
make up the numbers.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Are you suggesting that I won't have a lot of people there?
No, but I'm saying it's a bit like Twitter followers. You might have to buy a few just to make yourself look a bit more popular.
Yeah, that's what happened on Monday. And then what was all this morning, please, with Greg James?
So I was on Greg James' show with doing the Fat Controller. You know, with the Fat Controller, obviously, discussing certain things. And we ended up talking about mummification.
Off of Egypt.
Off of Egypt. And off of sort of GCSE history.
Yeah.
And then naturally the conversation went round to you. You don't get mummifications anymore, do you?
And the world's poorer for it.
It's just not a thing, is it? Sort of died with the Egyptians.
Yeah. I'd like to be mummified. Should we sign up now?
I'll tell you who would love it.
Should we sign
up? It's the kind of thing, because it's probably like a status thing as well, isn't it?
I think he'd like to be laid in state like Lenin.
He'd lay in state in the live lounge.
Yeah. And then you could just open it up to get tourists.
Oh, God, it's got really dark.
Bit of makeup on.
Yeah, well, I mean, he'd demand that.
He'd look amazing.
He'd demand hair and makeup.
Yeah.
On site.
Anyway. This is so weird. And I worry it's going to bite me. Yeah. Let's all pretend this never happened.
Should we finish there?
Yeah. And no one tell Scott what we've all just talked about.
Yeah, see, I actually was in the gym when that was happening. And I came out because I left my phone in the locker to a lot of messages saying, they're just talking about you being mummified on Radio 1. That's normal.
True, though. Think about it. You would love it, wouldn't you? You'd get all sort of done up nice in the face there. And
I would definitely get hair and makeup, yeah.
Yeah, full hair and makeup.
And I'd get a spray tan. Oh, hang on, though. I wouldn't know, though, would I? Necessarily.
I hear what you're saying, though. I do seem to be talking about it a lot at the moment. It's not loaded in any way. There's no real reason why I'm doing it. It's just a coincidence sort of thing.
Like, if I knew I was going to be off soon, I'd definitely get a spray tan before.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
This is weird.
It's it was weird this morning. But anyway, I know what you're saying. Cease and desist.
Let's just stop talking about it now,
I
think.
I agree.
It's just gone a bit weird.
It's got the funeral directors all on. To be fair, they're buzzing for the chat.
Have you just seen this?
Loads of messages coming through from them.
We've got Ollie from Norfolk who says, "Hey, Scott." No, this is too much. "Hey Scott, I'm a funeral director. Can't get you mummified, but could get you embalmed to last a very long time."
Ah.
And then you just lie me in the live lounge, don't you?
There we go.
Everyone come and have a look.
Everyone sort of parade through, pay respects.
Scott Mills.
Coming up, where do you think they were? Another listener finds out the details of their conception. Think about it, this mummification thing.
Yeah.
I'd rather be stuffed.
Yes.
Is that doable?
Of course it is.
Yeah. I'll last forever then. You can just pop me in the corner of the live lounge.
That's the wonderful thing about radio. This is all getting heard right now.
Taxidermists, listen up, assemble.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I want you to step up and be a hero on this show and take part in Where Do You Think They Were? All it is a few minutes of uncomfortable chat with your parents on the line, and they tell you exactly when and where you were made. Get in touch. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We've got another one for you at 1:40.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Anderson .Paak and Brandy. Jet Black on Radio 1. It's time for another Where Do You Think They Were? Radio's number one and only conception feature. One listener is going to find out exactly when and where they were made from one of their parents for your audio enjoyment. It's another person that stepped up. Like, I know you enjoy hearing it on the radio, but we need more people like this next listener to actually take the plunge, do something good for the show. Email us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It's just a little bit of uncomfortable chat with one of your parents, but we'll send you one of our limited edition stickers, which says, I heard where I was conceived on Radio 1, and me and Chris as sperm swimming towards an egg. They're really good stickers. You can put them anywhere, in your car, on your laptop.
On a friend's car.
On the back of your phone, wherever you want. And you'll get added to our show Wikipedia page, because that's how much of a hero you are.
Right, here we go then. Who we got today?
Today we've got Jesse. Hello, Jesse.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, thank you, yeah. Well, I am at the minute, anyway.
Now, who applied for this? Was it you?
Yeah, I emailed you a few months back.
And what made you decide to do that?
I don't know, I just thought it would be like a laugh with like mum and that.
Do you have any idea of where any of this happened?
No, I haven't got a clue, to be fair.
Never asked?
No, it's not something that you usually ask, is
it? No, well, you don't really want to imagine it, but that's the beauty of this. You won't have to imagine anything because you're going to hear the truth. It will never bother you ever again. And also, you never know, it might just be just some sort of straight-up boring conception, you know, neither a person really wanted to be there, that kind of thing.
Well, in a bed.
You'd hope that they both wanted to be there, but you know what I mean.
Doubt it with my mum, yeah.
Why?
I just doubt it. If you knew her, you'd know.
What, so you think it's going to be like a funky story, do you?
Yeah, pretty funky.
Not like a functional bed scenario?
It could be, but there's always going to be stuff around it as well.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to speaking to your mum. What's her name?
Pat.
Okay, we'll get her on next.
Scott Mills.
Okay, Jesse, are you ready to find out where you were conceived?
Yeah, as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay.
Can we meet the mother?
Yes. Hello, Pat.
Hiya.
How are you feeling about this, Pat?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah?
Your son has already suggested that there could be something quite quirky to this story just because of your personality. Do you think that's fair to say?
I think most things I do are normally quirky, yeah.
All right. Are we ready?
I'm ready. Have sexy music, Scott.
Let's do it. Okay, Pat, set the scene for us. Where are we?
We're starting it at a B&B that we'd booked up, and I'm feeling very excited and in the mood for fun.
Oh, okay. Right. And where's the B&B?
Down in Kent, in a place called Chatham.
So was this like a little holiday situation?
Yes, a little mini break, a weekend mini break.
Oh, a weekend. Okay. It's a weekend, everyone. Mm-hmm. It's a weekend. It's one of those.
I heard a big sigh from Jesse there.
It's a weekend.
Well, just that introduction's not great, is it? In the mood for fun.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
It suggests that, and it's a weekend, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you and your man are staying at the B&B.
Well, we got there and I was surprised with a bottle of champagne, which was a real treat for us. And we had a glass before we decided to go out. I think he was hoping that perhaps we wouldn't be going out. Oh. As the look in his eye was saying something else.
Oh.
Yeah, did he have hungry eyes?
Very much so.
So he wanted to stay in, but you were like, no, let's go out.
Well, we booked this thing and I wanted to do it. So we sort of had a quick fondling kiss and then I dressed and he dressed. I dressed in my favourite brown dress with white markings on it.
So you knew that this was the thing to wear to kind of...
This was the dress.
Right. To get things going, to get things moving.
We were going on a ghost hunt.
Really?
That's random.
Yes.
Were you scared?
It was very nervous, but also very exciting. And I think most of the excitement was what was to come later after the ghost hunt.
Yeah, so you both knew that this stuff was happening later, but you just very casually said that you're on a ghost hunt. What does that involve? Like, I don't know what a ghost hunt is.
Well, you basically go to Bolt Amherst and you get your tickets and you sort of meet up in the cafeteria bit and you go be underneath the fort, all through the little sort of alleyways right underneath Fort Amherst, and get stopped and told lots of ghost stories, which you're sort of in a group. You've got one person up the front with a lamp, then the group, and then there's one person behind us with a lamp. So it's completely dark, quite scary, really.
Yeah, they're trying to scare you with it. They're trying to put the willies up you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they did sort of achieve putting the willies up, as you say.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You all right, Jesse?
No, I'm not, mate. I'm not doing good at all.
Hunting, to me, I'm imagining Ghostbusters. I'm imagining that you're going to go there to catch some ghosts.
Well, we caught other things.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean? That's weird.
Each other.
Terrifying for Jesse right now.
So you're on your ghost hunt, right? It's very, very dark in there. But the whole time you've got in your mind, this is our weekend. This is our sort of special kind of time. So is it fair to say that the excitement was sort of growing?
Very much so.
But it's weird, those ghost hunts, isn't it? Scott, you've done this before on that Most Haunted show. Is you feel something rubbing on your back.
You do, yeah, you do. But and a lot of time there was something actually rubbing on my back,
yeah,
I must say.
Because you're looking for the ghosts and that. Yeah, I hear you.
Well, yes, you are. Yeah. But
did anything touch you?
Oh, yes, it certainly did.
No, I mean on the ghost hunt.
On the ghost hunt, yes, it did.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, because you get that? So scared, you sort of found that I had to keep sort of grabbing hold of, things to make you feel more comfortable and more not so scared.
Yeah, I hear you. Even I'm getting excited by this. Mm. It's so tense.
Yeah.
It was tense.
And sometimes you need to relieve that tension.
We had that thought in our mind all the time.
Yeah. Anyway, I fear that Chris is getting excited about this story now, so I think we'll break here. Back with you in a second, okay? Okay.
Scott Mills.
Hey, DC in Maidstone, who says, feeling a little bit nauseous, but his mum is a legend. Lauren Derbyshire's really enjoying the ghost story. Ricky says, this is the best word you think they were ever. Are you as brave as Jesse is here? Come on, why not be the next person to step up and hear the full story from one of your parents on where do you think they were? Send me an email, please. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just a few minutes of chat. We'll add you to our Wikipedia and you'll get one of our limited edition stickers, which are real good. Jesse and Pat, hi.
You're right.
Hiya.
Right, so let's reset the scene. Pat's in Chatham, Kent for a weekend. And she's on a sexy ghost hunt. Well, it's not a sexy ghost hunt, but it's making you feel that way, isn't it?
Certainly did.
Mm.
She's on a ghost hunt. She's had a couple of champagnes before she goes out. It's on both their minds. And it's very dark where they are. So your sort of your heightened senses there are detecting all sorts of things going on in the dark. You know, you brush past something, you're not sure if it's the guy that you're with or if it's a ghost. And you don't want to get that wrong, because you don't want to accidentally
with a ghost, no.
That's right.
Because those people, they're on This Morning a lot, aren't they?
Yeah.
I Married a Ghost, etc. I did this with a ghost. Mm. And no one wants that, really.
Yeah, no one will believe you.
No. Okay, Pat, so after the ghost hunt, where do we go?
Well, the hunt finished and we sort of went back to our room, back to the B&B. We was aiming to get something to eat, but the food went off the menu.
Jesse, I think we're approaching the moment.
Yeah, I think we are.
Yeah. Okay, Pat, yeah, go ahead.
Right, straight to the room, time for a shower. I thought, well, I'll get in and get the shower done, and I got in and grabbed out for the soap, but actually didn't grab the soap because I was now joined in the shower and I had company.
By a ghost.
By a big ghost, yeah.
I'm confused, yeah.
There was in the shower some mistakenly grabbing soap and such like, and a bit of
I hate that fondling. In the shower. No, I can relate to this, Pat. Actually, you know when you've got the shampoo in your eyes and you're sort of a bit blinded and you're looking around.
Well, that's
hands
exactly
out everywhere.
It.
It's like, what's that?
Exactly.
It's like, oh no!
Oh.
Oh, no, I've dropped the soap, etc. Yeah.
All of that. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Jesse, I mean, even I'm finding this a bit much. How are you?
Yeah. No, yeah, it is a bit much.
After the shower, I thought I'll get out first using what I always remember was his favourite towel, which was the naked view of a lady imprinted on his towel.
Okay.
No.
I... Managing to get out first gave me time to put on my little baby doll outfit, which is a beautiful red sexy tops and knickers with black lace around the edges.
Oh, Jesse,
this is too much.
I know. The worst thing about it is you can't help but see it. You don't want to, but when you're explaining it, it's horrible.
Yeah, there's more detail here than normal. The underwear thing is a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, all I can say is you should have seen his face when he found his towel. Do I need to say any more? The rest is history. And along came our Jess. How lovely is that?
It's horrific.
Yeah, that was an extreme one today. It was wild.
Yeah. Well, it was bad from the off, but the end was horrible.
You never said, on the ghost hunt, Pat, did you actually catch a ghost or find one or not?
No, I never caught a ghost. I thought, you think you see things, but I didn't. But I did feel some things.
So good. It sounds like there's plenty of exoplasm everywhere there in that story.
that's disgusting.
Okay.
Say that again.
All right.
Pat.
Okay. Well, I think I'm done. Are we all done?
I'm done.
Jesse, you done?
We're done.
Yeah, I'm far from done.
And Pat, you're definitely done.
Well, I'm certainly done.
Yep.
Oof. And thank you for allowing me to share that with so many people.
Did you enjoy that?
I really did.
Okay, Jesse, how are you right now?
Yeah, I'm glad it's over. Definitely glad it's over.
But you have entered the Where Do You Think They Were Hall of Fame. Consider yourself added to our Wikipedia. A sticker's on its way to you. You can put it wherever you want. Maybe on the shower.
Yeah, maybe.
Bring back memories.
I'll put it on the towel.
Tell me the towel doesn't still exist.
Yeah, the towel still exists.
Oh, no, now you know where that is, what, don't you?
Yeah.
You never look
worst
at that towel.
The worst thing about it is I've used it.
The Scott Mills Daily. It's over, so we put our hands
up like the ceiling can hold us. Spread it one, Macklemore. Like the ceiling can hold us. Yes, yes, it's the Who game on Radio 1. All you've got to do is think of something from the past and give it a mighty... It can be absolutely anything you want.
Yeah, anything retro. Really go back in the brain, because I think sometimes we're all guilty of saying the same ones on this. Tamagotchis, Pogs.
It can be anything. A phrase, a TV show, a person, an advert, anything.
Anything.
Just give it a... It's me and Chris and a bunch of Radio 1 listeners. We've all got some banked up. We keep going until someone gets stuck and can't think of another one, or that dreaded timer appears, which means we're out of time.
The dreaded timer, Scott.
Let's play. All right, who's going to start today then?
You kick it off.
Shall I?
Go on.
Me doing It's Only Blue Friday on a Friday. It was on for years.
Oh, this was the best.
Would you like to hear one?
Yes.
Back in the day when I had more range.
Hello.
I was on every week. Okay, you go.
Okay, I'm gonna go for... The stag do guy. You know him. What a legend. Hey!
So, just got back from the greatest weekend of my life. The greatest weekend of my life. It was so much fun. It was amazing. It was basically, it was Johnny's stag do.
Oh, there's so many good bits to this. We might have to play some more in a bit. Anyway.
Line one. Who's that, please?
Hi,
it's Lauren.
Go on then, Lauren.
Raisin Poppets.
No. I used to love them.
Line two, who do we have?
Hi, it's Michael.
Go on then, Michael.
Turning your TV off during a lightning storm.
My mum always used to do it. Right, right, turn that TV off, it's lightning. Line three, who have we got?
It's Matt.
Yes, Matt, go on.
Top Knot.
Top Knots was that?
Yeah.
Line four, who is that?
It's Leighton.
Go on, Leighton.
A Pizza Hut.
Is that the Fast Food Rockers, I believe?
Mm.
Mm. Is it back to me?
Back to you.
Johnny Vegas and Monkey doing the tea advert.
Monkey, you know what you always say? There's no other tea to beat PG.
Yes?
What if you're lying? Like when you said there was an angry owl in the biscuit cupboard.
Also, can I add in, please, can I add in round tea bags? Are they still on?
Yeah.
Are they?
And from that particular advert, Monkey.
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 Okay.
Sorry, that almost made me angry.
All right.
There was so much rubbish stuff at one point, wasn't there?
What do you mean?
Like, just, yeah.
What do you mean so much rubbish
I'm
stuff?
I'm not going to go into it.
All right. You go.
I am going to have, I'm not sure if this has been on before, but do you remember the 118 118? And here's the glip.
Got your number. Got your number. Only half the address.
Got your number.
Tell them where we're at.
Yeah!
Got your number.
Tell them where we're at.
Yeah!
Got your number.
Call the number.
Well, jeez. Oh, do you remember two men running around, yeah, moustaches, in vests, look like perverts. 118, 118.
This is cracking me up today. Right, we'll do more in a minute. BBC
One. Scott Mills.
As Haim and Summer Girl on Radio 1. We're in the middle of an excellent Who game on BBC Radio 1. I'm really enjoying. Anything from the past, anything a bit retro, just say it and give it a massive Who! Like it deserves. OK, let's play again. Lauren!
Getting yourself in a right old kerfuffle.
Great one.
Although Sophie on the show did use the word kerfuffle only this week. Yeah, do you remember when you did it?
No.
Yeah, you said kerfuffle. And I went...
You clocked that, didn't you?
Yeah, I clocked it and I kept it in my brain for now. Michael, what have you got?
Let's be having you.
What's that?
You know, Delia. Let's be having you.
Where are you? Matthew.
Rizzle kicks.
Wow, they were on our show a lot. But you've not heard of them for a while. Leighton?
Call or delete.
Call or delete, yeah.
Is that on Grammy's show?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, call or delete, yeah.
I can't remember the idea.
Good
of
Who.
It.
It was like plug in your phone.
Oh, yeah.
And you had to, yeah. Yeah, that's a good Who.
Excellent, well remembered. Lucas Graham. Hookus Graham.
I was 20 years old. No. My story got told. Before the morning sun when life was zombie.
How old is he now?
I don't know.
Where are we up to in the song?
Do you remember in that song, it goes, ladies and gentlemen, Lucas Graham, rah! And like a stadium of people cheering. As if that many people ever turned up at one of their concerts.
Yeah, it would have just been like a smattering of like, and then the occasional, who? Like, that's what should have been in.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Lucas Graham.
Who?
Accurate. Yes, Chris?
Angel Delight.
Who? Whoa, there goes the timer. Okay, we've got to be quick. Lauren.
Going to the shop to buy a bottle of Smirnoff Ice.
Michael.
Hi, I'm Barry Scott.
Spit bang. Matthew.
Toys and cereal.
Toys and cereal, yeah, that used to happen quite a lot.
Scott, go on. Putting hula hoops on your fingers before you eat them.
Ho! Ho! Dot to dot. Ho!
And that's it. We are out of time. There goes the timer.
I think they were pretty much all brand new Who's today. Well done, everybody. That was awesome.
Good game. Good game. Good game. Who?
No.
Guys, thank you so much for playing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dylan has messaged us saying, cancel what you have planned now until four. I want more clips of Stag Do Guy.
I'd forgotten about him.
Yeah.
What a legend.
Let's do a couple.
Okay.
We got on 6:45 down to London. Had some beverages on the train. The guy came down. He's like, would you guys like a drink? We're like, I think I will. Two, please. Lads.
Oh, so good.
Never forget.
What about 16 slices? Yeah. Can we have that?
Went to Pizza Hut. 16 slices. What a legend. And then to the Wetherspoons, you know, standard. Shot, pint. Sick.
Time of my life.
What's the other one we could have?
Oh, yes, the shots one.
Yes,
let's
shots.
Do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Went to a nightclub, queued up, got in, you know, £10, please. £10, is that all? Pfft, take it. Got in, drinks, yeah, drinks on me. Can I have a round of 17 shots, please? Yeah, 17.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, this is Scott. We've got a Chris Stark Guide to Britain coming up at 3:10 today. Former City of Culture and home to Radio 1 Big Weekend. Hull.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Reese, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you're there. What's going on?
Well, just driving home from the holidays.
Oh, where have you been?
Cyprus.
Nice, okay. Very and who nice. Were you with?
Oh, my girlfriend.
And is this like a regular thing or your first holiday together or what?
No, it's just the first holiday. I've only been with her 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Was the holiday booked before? And
no, not
then
at
you
all.
Made it. Oh, no. So this is what you've done. This is, I mean, that's quite big early doors to go on holiday together like that. Cool, though.
Well, no, we sat on the first date and then she said to me, should we go away? So I said, yeah, let's go to Cyprus.
Wow, you two, like, it's no nonsense. That's I quite
really,
like it.
Really fast work there, isn't it?
There's no point messing about, is there?
No, I'm here wow. for that, you know. Like, first day, let's go on holiday. And did it go all right? Because
it's a bit, it went brilliant.
Yeah, it's a bit like living together, you see. Like, until you do it, you don't know, especially when it's new. But the holiday was good, no incidents, no dramas.
I'll tell you what, I've never had it so much in my life.
What?
Oh,
okay. Cool.
I think by sounds of it, you'll be married by next week. So good for you. I like the no nonsense approach. This I like that it keeps moving forward quickly. Right, bangers. Reese, who do you normally pick, me
cope.
Or Scott? Reese,
sorry, I've taken him off. Hang on. Yes, Reese.
It's normally Chris.
Okay. All right. But then, you know, you've just finished your holiday vibes and all that. We'll see who you go for today. Nice one, Scott. Let's do this. Bangers.
Why are you laughing?
No, nothing. I'm just pleased for you. It sounds like you had a wicked time.
He's had a great time.
Right. Okay, this is You're a Superstar by Love Inc.
Great song. Right. Massive Who this song. Yeah, do you know what? Like, I'm going
to
offer up a song in a minute, but I really think you should go for this because this is one of those that I think right now, Thursday afternoon, could sound amazing. However, I'll offer you mine. Different vibe. Emo times.
Poor.
Good song. Honestly, though, Reese, I think it's for another time. This is Neo, So Sick.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. I'll take your advice on it.
Nice one. I think I'm going to take your advice.
All right, so what are we going for? What are we going for, Reese?
I'll go for you, Scott. I'll go for you.
You're a superstar.
Category is...
Drag Race UK fans, listen up. Drag Race. Can I start
your engine? KUK, Mama Ru welcomes you to the family.
It's fine.
finally here. Yeah. And we're hosting the official podcast. I'm Scarlett Moffat.
And I'm Baby Lame.
Every week we'll be spilling the tea.
Spill everywhere.
All over the place.
Ooh. We're going to be joined by celebrity fans. Yes. We're going to have this year's queens. Yes. You know, some serious shade is going to be thrown.
Girl, if you're not listening to this podcast, you're only getting half the story.
Drag Race UK, the podcast. Listen and download now on BBC Sounds.
I've not heard that for so long. That is Love Inc. and You're a Superstar on BBC Radio 1.
Mate, what a choice. Especially today and everything that today, you know, and what's going on in that. Rhys as well, new hero. Do you love it when someone just slides into the show like that?
Yeah, unannounced.
Wrong use of words, but you know what I mean.
James in Norwich is actually howling with laughter at that guy. He was brilliant. Superb. Save that clip, says Josh in Kent. Creasing, says Lorna in Barnsley. What a legend, says Shannon in Bath.
What a legend.
Ah, I'll tell you what, today and yesterday's show have been so fun. I'll tell you what we must do is catch up with Rob, our Fresher of the Week at Oxford University. As he was telling us earlier in the week, things are different down at the uni in Oxford.
Apparently you can just go to the common room and just say, oh, can I have a condom delivered to my room every day, which I think is a bit ambitious, to be honest.
That's delivered? Great.
Yeah, I like this. I think it's the impression I'm getting from this, Scott, is it arriving at your room on a cushion?
I haven't had one yet, but your I really Johnny, hope it sir? Is. Or in a little, like, ring box.
Yeah.
Like a proposal.
Did you order a condom, sir?
Yeah.
Lots having delivery for Johnny's. Yep, that happens. Fair to say, Rob was well shy on Monday, and he's really flowered, hasn't he? He's really blossomed as the week's gone
flowered,
on.
Flowered, yes.
He really has. He's really come out of his shell. We'll speak to him in a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's Georgia Smith and Burner Boy. And now it's our Fresher of the Week, our last catch-up with Rob at Oxford Uni. Let's give him a ring.
Hey.
You got a crowd of people there again with you?
Yeah, I'm only four this time. It's a bit of a letdown today.
You are something else. The way that this week you have grown in popularity.
You've blossomed.
Amongst, yeah, that's how it sort of feels to me. I'm going to quote here Rachel on Twitter, who messaged me and Scott earlier to say, Rob the Fresher needs to be on for the entire year. He's the best. The fan base is growing.
Yeah.
Hey, have you had anything delivered to your room?
Actually, we have. We got an envelope with two condoms, a bunch of chocolates, and some coffee, presumably for the morning after.
Okay, now who ordered those?
It must have just come with the condoms, I guess.
Yeah, but who ordered those?
Oh, right, me, yeah.
Yeah, it was you, yeah.
Yeah.
And, what was I going to...
I know what you're asking here, Scott. I think what Scott's trying to say is if you took delivery of the goods last night, was it for a lucky reason?
No, it wasn't, unfortunately.
Okay. Solo dancing.
I'm not going to dignify that with an answer.
No.
Okay,
fine. No, what you do behind the closed doors of your Oxford Uni hall's door is totally up to you, mate.
That probably
will. I always leave my doors open, but not in a... not in a that way, yeah.
Good. Right. Rob?
Yeah.
As it's your last time on, and we're all sad about that, I'd like you to give me the top three things that you found most Oxford this week.
Okay.
Number one.
College families.
What is a college family?
So we get second years as our college parents, and then first years as our college siblings.
This is mad.
Well, what do you mean, college parents in the second years? Do you mean someone that's sort of responsible for you, help you?
Yeah, kind of that. Yeah. Except we're going out on Friday, so hopefully it's more like a college, show you the decent clubs. person.
There's every chance then on a night out, they're only the year above you, that you might end up, I don't know, meeting one of these in a more romantic way,
right?
College mum or a college dad. So what?
Can someone tell
me
this?
That should be college illegal.
Right, I don't think it is, that's the thing, because they're not your real family. But someone explain this. What if you're attracted to your college brother or sister? How does that work? Let me know, please. Lady 119. Okay, number two.
The hunting club has 45 beagles, and the club rep knows them all by name.
Beagles? Like dogs?
Yeah.
OMG, that's so Oxford, guys. I'm imagining there's a Rupert in there somewhere.
Probably, yeah.
And the number three most Oxford thing you found this week?
Tortoise races.
Tortoise races. Yeah, this is weird. I've not heard of this before.
So each college has a tortoise and tortoise rangers who train the tortoise up for the races, and then we race against the other unis.
Does it have a name?
Tortellini.
It's called Tortellini.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty Oxford right now.
Yeah.
You're in deep in this whole Oxford uni
really
thing. I've heard about this sort of stuff going on. It's all... a little bit unusual.
You've got years of this. This is going to become your new normal.
Yeah.
Be able to go back to Carlisle again.
You wouldn't get away with this in Carlisle.
No, you wouldn't. And when you go back home for Christmas and that, everyone would think you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's okay because you're Oxford Uni.
Yeah, normal for Oxford and all that.
Rob, you've been awesome as our Fresher of the Week. When we spoke to you at the beginning of the week, you were like, oh, hello, I'm Rob and I'm shy. And you have absolutely blossomed. We think you're an absolute legend.
Thank you very much.
Go and smash Oxford, all right?
Aye.
And keep us up to date about the deliveries with the old cushion there in the box.
Aye.
Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's been great. My reputation has begun to precede me.
There we are, see?
Yeah.
That's what we wanted.
One! The Scott Mills Daily.
If you love it, stream Maisie Peters, This Is On You on BBC Radio 1. I just want her to do all right. Do you know what I mean, Chris?
Yeah, totally.
She's been making music since she was 12. She's 19 now. She's from Brighton. Maisie Peters, selling out shows in America at the moment. This Is On You.
But it's one of those you can say things like, I reckon she's going to be a huge star, right? But I think she's already well on the way to that.
Yeah, but we all need to help.
There.
We all need to help.
Yeah. Do your bit.
Okay. Normani coming up. A couple of weeks ago, when we did our last guide to Great Britain, we were in the University of Durham because we were right slap bang in the middle of freshers. And we did a guide for a girl called Gabby and told her about the infamous nightclub Clute. Famous in Durham. You do have to wear Clute shoes when you go in because it's a little bit sticky in there. And there's a special song that they all sing at the end of the night in that club. And Chris did a reworking of it, which was actually genius.
When the moon hits the sky and you drink the bar dry, that's amore.
That's amore.
When it was Oxbridge, you said, but end up in Durham instead. That's amore.
That's too real.
That's amore.
When Durham Uni beckons and you end up 007, that's Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
When you go to a bop and your dignity drops, that's amore.
I love it. Okay, today we're focusing on Hull. A Guide to Hull coming in 10 minutes.
Scott Mills.
Becky.
Hiya.
Where are you?
I'm in Hull.
Beautiful Hull.
Yeah.
Costa del Hull.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what? 2 years ago, when Big Weekend was in Hull, right?
Yeah.
I had the best week because we did our show from there all week in the run-up to Big Weekend. And it was beautiful weather. It was unseasonably hot for May.
Was it?
Yeah. And we were staying just by like the little marina bit there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's nice down there, isn't it?
Right. Really nice. And I actually felt, like apart from obviously working hard, that I was on a bit of a holiday. I really enjoyed it. I was going for a run along the sea, hanging out in the marina. It was all good.
The same as one of your other holidays. Where'd you last go on holiday, out of interest?
Dubai,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of similar.
It was similar to
similar
that.
Similar vibe.
Yeah.
Becky, did you say you're from Hull?
I'm not from Hull. I'm from Lincolnshire. I moved here about a year ago.
And what brought you there?
I moved in with my boyfriend.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the thing is about this guide is often people want these guides because maybe they're from that area and they've fallen out of love with that place and they just want a bit more excitement. You know, you can look at other towns, think grass is greener. Mm. Why do you want one of these guides?
Well, I guess I was quite excited when I first moved here, but it's worn off a bit now. I'm just wondering if there's anything I'm missing.
Yeah, well, that's a perfectly valid reason to have one of these guides. The thing is with Hull, now you've been there a year, what are the kind of criticisms that are levelled at it? You know, what are people saying that annoys you or makes you feel a bit negative about the place? Is it like it's a bit of a hole, that sort of thing?
I guess it's got a bit of a bad name, hasn't it? When I said I was moving here, I got a lot of, why are you going there?
Right.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be the case, really.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's that bad.
You've fallen out of love a bit with Hull. You've been there a year. We are going to make you feel that it's the number one place in the world again
for
you.
For want of a phrase from a popular singer, there'll be no place that you'd rather be after this. We're just going to roll it in some glitter.
We're going to strictly fire Hull. Okay, Becky, we'll do it next.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Becky.
Hiya.
Are you ready for your Chris Stark guide to Hull?
I am. Bring it on.
This is not just for Becky that's fallen out of love with Hull a bit. It's for every single person that may be going there or is living there and thinks it's a bit rubbish.
Absolutely.
This is not the case, as you're about to find out.
Hull, originally known as Kingston-upon-Hull, or Hull as it's most commonly known, is a port town that lies upon the River Hull at the point that it joins the Humber estuary. The city is steeped in history and suffered major damage during World War II. Many people say that if it wasn't for the Luftwaffe, Hull would have still had lovely buildings that could even rival the likes of York. The people from Hull are a proud people. They're called the Hullensians. A proud and special breed. To outsiders, the Hull accent may sound like a foreign language. 10 foot, snickets, weather being described as maftin, but it all means something to them, Scott. The main staple of Hull is the chippy tea. Hull prides itself on having the finest fish and chips. If you fancy something a little less filling, why not enjoy a patty butty? A lighter meal for the more health conscious, which consists of a battered, deep-fried mashed potato, seasoned with sage and served in a bread roll. Have you ever had one of those?
I've tried a patty. It wasn't my favourite.
Not only was Hull voted the City of Culture in 2017, it has many tourist attractions, big and small, literally. Visit Bransholm, once voted Europe's biggest council estate. Go visit...
Hang on, that's not a tourist attraction per se, is it?
Well, it's...
Have you been there, Becky?
I think I've been through it. I've driven through it.
It's huge.
It's just houses.
Right, so you're just recommending houses?
Yeah, but it's Europe's biggest. So anything that's big like that is worth seeing, isn't it?
All right, cool.
Go visit Britain's smallest window.
I think I might have missed that one.
At the George Hotel. Or Flock. As many people do, to go see the largest Yorkshire pudding factory in the world.
I think we need to break.
I've barely started.
You've lost. Should we break?
Okay,
right, let's break. No, we're going to break.
Scott Mills.
Jack in Amesbury says, I'm sat in my car in the Wesco car park getting some weird looks, but I'm not going in until I hear the rest of the guides are hard. I love it. Becky, are you still there?
I am still here, yeah.
Okay.
I should point out, I'm not laughing at Hull.
No.
I'm just laughing at... I actually don't know what I was laughing at.
He's in a really stupid mood today. Anyway, carry on.
Hull has the world's only submarium called the Deep. But WT Fudge is a submarian, you ask. It's an aquarium, stupid, that is partly submerged in the water around it. It's not fully in, just the tip. Scott, can you pick me some holiday music now? Chappy?
Hang on.
That's nice, that'll do.
Is this for Hull?
Yes.
Sorry. Sorry.
I'm not laughing at Hull.
We're not laughing at Hull. Just this music.
It's no wonder people flock to Hull for a holiday. A holiday, if you will. And who needs a yacht on the French Riviera when you can relax on your very own East Park splash boat? Enjoy the chilly, murky waters of Hull's finest... and actually, Becca, I'm not sure what it actually is. Is it like a big pond?
There is a little bit of a pond there, yeah. I don't know if you can get a boat on it.
Yeah, you can. I've heard. Yeah. Hull really is a holiday destination. It has its own marina. Hull Marina.
Been there.
If you were to close your eyes, cover your ears, and block out the smell, you could quite literally be in the south of France. But has anywhere in the south of France been voted a city of culture? No. Whilst there, you can try and guess who owns some of the many yachts moored up in the marina. Is it Marlon Dingle from Emmerdale? Or how about Channel 5 milkshake host Amy Thompson? Or perhaps one of them is owned by Mark Chappers Chapman, the guy off this show's fame, and to a lesser extent, BBC Sport. Do you remember him, Scott? He used to take part in blindfolded features on this show, such Who's Kissing Chopper? Stuff like that. Does this ring a bell?
Yes. Yes, I do remember him now.
Yep.
You
remember all that?
You know, I watched the video of that the other day, and...
it was wonderful.
Wild, wasn't it? 2008, 2009.
They all studied at Hull University. Maybe, though, the yachts belong to superstar pop singer Callum Scott or poet Philip Larkin. Both were birthed in Hull, after all. Speaking of which, did you know Hull has been described as the most poetic city in England? Which is ironic, as not much actually rhymes with Hull, just seagull, skull and dull. But there's nothing dull about Hull. And speaking of local celebrities, did you know about Hull's relationship with Queen Bee? No, not Beyoncé. 90-something-year-old Jean Bishop, also known as Queen Bee, she's a local legend. Having recently been awarded a British Empire Medal in the New Year's Honours, this is one of the greatest ladies I've ever heard of. Hull's Bee Lady dresses as a bee and fundraises on the streets of Hull. She is rightly Hull famous. The people love her. And speaking of Hull women, as you know, they really are something else. Amy Johnson was the first woman. Amy Johnson was the first woman to fly solo from London to Australia. The headscarf revolutionaries changed shipping laws forever. Julie Lee. Julie Lee was the first woman to officiate a men's rugby league game in the UK. You don't mess with women from Hull. Speaking of which, maybe you'd like to meet a lovely lady of Hull on a night out. Attic Nightclub, formerly the Sugar Mill. The Welly or Piper's is the place for you. Or maybe you will find one in Kebab Delight. And Becky, remember this. Most people who criticise Hull have never actually been. So next time someone scoffs at Hull or questions why it should be given the label of a UK city of culture, ask them if they've been, and then pity them when they say no.
Wow, that was a lot, wasn't it? Lots to take in there, Becky.
I know, it was really informative.
Did you find out new stuff?
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah, I might have to go and check out that little tiny window.
Okay, you got the small window there.
You've got the small window and the big council estate. And
the Yorkshire pudding factory.
And the sub, what was it called? The Submarium, I think it was.
Is that the Deep?
Like the Deep, yeah. I don't know if you've been to the Deep.
Yeah, I've been to the Deep.
But in all seriousness, we had an amazing time in Hull. And hopefully everyone that lives in Hull can relate to that guide and is proud of it. It's proud of the things that have been said. We love that place so much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Antonin Eaton loved the guide to Hull. He's been there a few times, got friends there. Hull is also the leading provider of safety harnesses, says Rich. Didn't miss... you missed that out there.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, there will be some stuff I missed. I did my best, though. And hopefully the people of Hull are proud. We're getting so many nice messages from it.
Yeah, loads.
Abby's been on, says that was incredible. Thank you.
Loved it.
Scott Mills.
Britney Spears, Toxic on BBC Radio 1. That sounded good, that, didn't it? Yes, it did. All right, Grimshaw.
All right.
Yeah,
okay. Got me.
Enjoyed a bit of Britney there.
Yeah. Maya Jama's on your show later.
She is. And we were just saying, she's quite the woman. I love a bit of Maya Jama time. She's not her, isn't she?
I think you and her have a blossoming relationship at the moment.
Do you think?
I've noticed you hanging out more.
Yeah. My... Well, not my. Our one of our bosses says she reminds me of you in that she's also... And then he just trailed off. I was like, what?
Well, maybe that's what we should ask everyone listening.
Yeah, maybe.
8999, what was the M word there?
I don't know. He said you were just a bit both... I think he was looking for annoying.
No, not annoying. Just...
exuberant?
Eccentric.
Eccentric.
Yeah, that's annoying in posh.
That's not quite the right word, though, is it?
It's not quite right, but I'm warm, aren't I?
Yeah. Distracted?
Distracted.
Yeah, distracted. Earlier, we were talking about Lucas Graham. on the Who game, and Lucas Graham. And on that track, remember they go, "Ladies and gentlemen, Lucas Graham!" And there's a massive stadium. Yeah. That wouldn't happen. It would be more like, "Ladies and gentlemen, Lucas Graham!" And then that got us onto the orc chat that Greg and Alice had with Lewis Graham. Lucas Graham once. Do you remember this?
No, but I remember everyone sort of had horrible run-ins with him. Let's hear it.
Okay, you need to
brace
for this, okay? Apparently he was a bit tired.
Have you been on the show Sunday Brunch?
We have Sunday Brunch.
Have you been on the show with Tim Lovejoy?
What is the show?
Tim Lovejoy, Simon Rimmer. They'd make risottos at 10 a.m.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Maybe after all our year has... Maybe after all, a year haven't been as busy as we thought it was.
Yeah, maybe not. Or else we're just back to the fact that UK radio hosts think that the UK is all there is.
Maybe.
Ah!
What?
So many people texted about that. Anyway.
Crank.
He hasn't bothered the charts since.
Scott Mills.
Go! I'm back with the official chart tomorrow from 4, and me and Chris are back Monday at 1.